7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Okay, let's do this. The current time is, of course, 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another fascinating episode of The Dubious Goals Committee. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and I'm cold. Why is it so damn cold? I woke up very cold. I've been up for a couple of hours. I got up a little bit earlier than normal, or, you know, recently, anyway. And I'm cold. It's not that cold outside, but for some reason I am cold. And I'm just sitting here in front of the synth. And I don't feel super great today. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. So, I'm sitting in front of the synth and everything, and, that's pretty fun and all. Ugh. Ow. So, what exactly are we doing? I don't know. I didn't mess with any of this yesterday afternoon either. My guts were sort of bugging me. And so, nothing got accomplished. And I'm thinking maybe I don't want to do that thing anymore. What thing, Tub? Well, this thing. Well, not this thing in general, but this bit. Last night I started thinking, do I like this? This isn't so great, is it? Huh. It really isn't. So, what if we just... Let's unplug that, and let's plug this in instead. So, we're bypassing the VCA here, and the switch. Don't I just want something more funner? More gooder? What do we want out of this? This is sort of not working for me. What happens if we unplug this? Yeah, that's interesting. We almost got our chanting monk with a little bird chirp at the end. Listen to that. That little chirp there is thanks to our envelope generator. What is that even? Oh, that's... What is that even doing? It's modulating the formant. Okay, that's great and all. That's but let's go lower. Now we sort of have our monk chanting. But why? That almost works for me. But our chanting monk is now just sort of boring. And he's still ooing because we've got LFO running into the vowel shape. What happens if we take that out? Well, we just get we want So what does it all mean? This is a lot of nonsense, I say. What happens if we plug... This is interesting, into here. We're just gonna get... That's not so great. I thought that was gonna give us some variation. Why does that not do anything? I mean, we might as well do this. That doesn't do anything for me either. What if we just go with a long LFO? That's not doing anything for me either. Huh. Gosh, Tobe, why so indecisive today? Well, like I said... Ooh, I just messed something up. I unplugged the wrong thing from the wrong place. And I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just messing stuff up now. Oh... Maybe we just need it to be slower, so we could do this instead. Moderately better. What happens if we plug that pitch back in? Okay, maybe. You know what else I'm thinking? Maybe we need to... Why is this happening? How is this going on? Why are we doing it this way? I don't know. Yeah. As you can tell, I'm probably in no shape to be doing this today. What the hell is wrong with me? I don't know. Take back control. I don't know, kids. I'm so out of it today. I can't figure out what I want to do with this. And what about the ghost whispers? Oh, sure. It gives us lots of ambiance. But we're wasting a whole synth voice. What are we doing? Maybe we should do something funner with the filter. We still got the filter, the only thing we're doing with it is pinging it. That's not so great. So, what are we thinking? What would happen if we were to plug something else into that and make it do something more interesting? Like, we could do... Now we got random frequency filter pings. Remind me what this is even... Yeah. The output of the function generator is going into the vowel shape of the format. It's not that interesting. What is that supposed to be? I don't know. But as for this guy, what happens if we just start pushing some wacky buttons here? Too wacky. How about this? See, now it's just gonna... Okay, what if we shorten it up? What if we make it longer? That's shorter, Tub, not longer. I think I've reached that stage in the patch where I've lost myself. What are we trying to do here? What's the point? Well, I don't know what the point is. But maybe we need to... What do we need to do? What do we need to do about this guy? Well, just thinking out loud here, maybe we need to do some sample and hold tricks? But what is it that you mean, Tub? What are you talking about? Okay. What am I thinking of here? What I'm thinking is, what if we stick an LFO into a sample and hold, and we clock it every once in a while? And what happens if I unplug this? No noticeable difference. All we don't get is the little chirp. So, what if we're using a sample and hold to... Let's put the LFO into the sample and hold. Or we could just use this random bit, right? And then we unplug this, which wasn't doing anything for us to begin with. And we plug that into here. Okay, yeah, now we got a different timbre. B- but for some reason now the switch isn't clocking. Why is the switch not clocking? We got something so messed up going on here. Is this even working? Okay, hold on a second. This is my clock signal, and when I unplugged it, now my switch is moving. But when I plug it into here, okay, now it seems to be, no, it's locked up again. What the hell is happening? Well, this is all coming apart. This is falling apart. Why doesn't the clock, or why doesn't the switch want to advance when the sample and hold is being triggered? Oh, because it's not plugged in all the way? There we go. So basically, what's happening now is the formant is being changed every measure, which is controlling, which is being just randomly sampled off of random crap. It's not very noticeable. What if instead, let's unplug that. How do we get something a little bit more dynamic going here? We got some LFO we can sample right here. Let's go with a slower LFO. It's not that noticeable of a change. Huh. Well, I don't know. Love the dramatic ghost talk. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I don't even have my head screwed on straight today. I'm not doing super great. Just all weird. And, what are we even trying to do here? I don't know what I'm even hearing. I don't know. Maybe I'll unpatch some of this stuff later today. Because everything seems very screwy. And, you know, maybe we didn't set this up in the smartest way to begin with. I don't know what to tell you. I feel like I'm a failure. Let's switch the switch to 2. Switch it back to 4 here. Ugh. Yeah. This is kind of a failure of a day. This is the failure show. And I don't know what I'm doing. I don't even know what I feel like doing. What are we doing here? What's going on? I don't know. So I kind of like this part. This isn't too bad. And as I glance at the clock, I'm noticing that, I just wasted a half an hour doing nothing. Because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. A show that airs every damn day, whether I like it or not, at 1930 UTC. Hey, did you notice I've done 3,000 shows? Yeah, you can imagine I'm sick of it. And this is the end of the line.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes. The